Good morning, Cultural Continuum, with a look at what's happening starting today and through the 25th of January. I'm Steve Smith, and joining me this morning, it's Siouxland Public Media's own Mary Hartnett, our very own news director. Hey there, Mary.
Hey there, Steve.
And thank you so much for stepping in last minute on this this edition of Cultural Continuum.
You're welcome.
Beginning with an event happening a bit later on today, beginning at noon up in Vermilion at the National Music Museum. It's an event called NMM Live. It features Rebecca Zimmerman and friends. It's a unique musical program featuring the cello. It's called Cello in Time, and it will demonstrate the intricate and progressive role of the cello throughout the centuries. NMMUSD.org has more information.
The Northeast Community College South Sioux City Extended Campus is hosting a visiting lecture series today at 1 p.m. Dr. Jeff Hart will tell the story of what it was like to grow up as the grandson of the famous lawman Richard Two Gun Hart, who was Al Capone's oldest brother. For more information, go to northeast.edu.
I did not know that Two Gun Hart and Al Capone were related at all, let alone brothers. That's amazing. The Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival gets underway tonight, and it continues tomorrow. There will be performers for the pub crawl each night, including Midwest Dueling Pianos, Burlap Wolf King, Matt Woods, and Hector Anchondo. We'll be hearing the Hector Anchondo band take us out of the program this morning. There will also be a jam session tomorrow from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, and the festival will wrap up with a big band dance featuring Leo Lani Orchestra, and that'll be tomorrow night. Lots of stuff to look at. Go to CherokeeJazzBluesFestival.com.
Lamb Arts Regional Theater and the Young People's Theater at Lamb present What If? That's today through Sunday. The Empress of the Lamb... I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We'll just go in.
3, 2, 1. Lamb Arts Regional Theater and the Young People's Theater at Lamb present What If? Today, January... I'm just so not, I'm so sorry. I'm not used to doing this.
Do you need a pen or something?
I just like.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think we're almost done with that stuff, so.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Lamb Arts Regional Theater and the Young People's Theater at Lamb present What If? Today through Sunday, January 28th, the Empress of the Land tries to make things right when a small village is torn asunder by what should have been a minor misunderstanding. The original musical is written and composed by Diana Woolley. For more information, go to lambtheater.com.
Sioux City Community Theater is in the middle of a run of Leading Ladies, and that will be on stage through almost the end of the month, Sunday the 28th. In this comedy, two down-on-their-luck Shakespearean actors hatch a plan to pose as a wealthy dying lady's long-lost nephews, but they're actually nieces. That's where the hilarity ensues. Go to scctheater.org to find out more.
Shot in the Dark Productions presents The Last 5 Years with two shows tonight through Sunday, January 28th. The musical explores a 5-year relationship between Jamie, a rising novelist, and Kathy, a struggling actor. Kathy's story is told from the end of the marriage, while Jamie's is told starting from when the couple first met. For more information, go to shotinthedarkproductions.org.
Five local musicians that are in different groups will be performing at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino tonight at 8 o'clock. It's a free Sioux City Acoustic All-Stars Concert featuring Ben Grillett, Brian and Tiffany Juries, Spencer Aspleaf, and Johnny V, all playing a mix of covers and original songs, too. That's a free show. HardRockCasinoSiouxCity.com has more information.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is having a craft activity for kids 12 and up tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Wine bottles will be the canvas to make a collage using paint, ribbon, burlap, and an assortment of printed materials. For more information, go to woodburyparks.org.
Emerging Women's Voices is hosting a program called Understanding the Law and Your Rights. That'll be Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock at the Meritralia Community House. Speakers include an immigration attorney, police officer, and a U.S. attorney. The event is geared toward immigrants and refugees.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present Our Town, Sioux City, with Dave Bishop at 2 p.m. this Sunday. Using vintage postcards and other historic images from his extensive Sioux City history collection, Bishop will take the audience on a guided tour of compelling events, landmarks, and shady characters in Sioux City's past. For more information on that, go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
There were a great many shady characters in Sioux City,
yes,
as it turns out. It is the last weekend to see crafting tradition, Oaxacan wood carvings, and that has been at the Sioux City Arts Center for a while now. The wood carvings are from the Mexican state of Oaxaca. They're very colorful. They are a part of a tradition of creating folk arts and crafts, fantastical creatures on display through Sunday, January 21st, and that'll be the last day to see that at the Arts Center.
The South Sioux City Public Library is hosting weekly gardening classes every Monday at 6:30 p.m. The class this Monday will focus on gardening styles, looking at square foot, wide row, biodynamic, and container gardening. You can go to southsiouxcity.org/library for more information.
And it's sort of, every once in a while we get a glimpse of nice warm weather, and gardening actually seems like something that could be done in this climate, but then winter comes back. But it will be here soon. The Junior League of Sioux City is hosting a new member mingle. That's hard to say. A new member mingle at M's Uncorked on Thursday. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a casual meet and greet to learn more about Junior League. If you'd like to find out more before you actually head down there, you can go to JuniorLeagueOfSiouxCity.com.
The 38th Annual University of Okoboji Winter Game starts on Thursday with activities planned through next Sunday. Events include pottery, painting, pottery painting.
Durr. Okay, we'll start the whole thing over in three.
The 38th Annual University of Okoboji Winter Game starts on Thursday with activities planned through next Sunday. Events include pottery painting, ice fishing, cribbage, helicopter rides, life-size Jenga, a chili cook-off, live music, and more. For more information, go to uofowintergames.com.
I think they have that broom ball, too.
Ooh.
I would assume. That will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you would like to hear us talk about, you can send that information to us via email at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my new co-host, well, not
here
new
I am.
For, I mean, it's a one-off situation, but we do appreciate that very much for you as sitting in last second and helping out, Mary.
My pleasure.
And my other co-employee, Allie Carson, who is the executive producer of Cultural Continuum. We're going to leave you with music by one of the bands that's going to be at the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. It's the International Blues Challenge. I don't know if they won, but they placed a while back. The Hector and Chondo Band out of Omaha. That's what we're going to wrap up with this morning on Cultural Continuum.
I can't give my heart to her. She tear me apart of that, I'm sure. It'd be a bloody mess. She will never say yes. I watch my heart falling into loneliness. I still feel the weight that I do. I can't shake her from my mind, no matter how hard I try to. What's wrong with me? Someone helped me see my lady friend sure got a hold on me. Yes, and shake me, shake me, tell you I'm almost ready. Keeps coming around until I'm found.